today's Crop Call. I'm Rachel Schwatkin, and I'll be your moderator. Today's commentary is provided by Bruce Burnett of the CWB. Thank you, Bruce, for taking time out of your busy schedule to provide the commentary. I would like to remind you, opinions expressed in today's commentary are those of the commentator and not MGX. Nothing should be construed as a trading recommendation by MGX, its employees, or its members, and is the sole opinion of the commentator. After the commentary is complete, I'll ask for questions from the media representative. I'd also like to ask everyone on the call to please use the mute feature on your phone to not disrupt the commentary with background noise. With that, I'll turn it over to Bruce.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here. To say the report is surprising is probably a bit of an understatement in terms of the magnitude of the increase. I think from the pre-report estimates, most people were looking for an increase in Canadian wheat production, specifically Canadian hard red spring production, but Statistics Canada has come up and produced some numbers here that are not only records in terms of production side for wheat, but also significant records on the yield side. Just in the numbers themselves, all Canadian wheat production, total wheat, 37.5 million tons. The hard red spring production, 22.1 million tons. Both of those will be long-standing records in terms of overall production. If you take a look at the yield side of things, hard red spring yields this year are estimated by Statistics Canada at 51 bushels to the acre, and that exceeds the previous record of 41.6 set a couple of years ago, and about a 22% increase, almost 10 bushels an acre above the previous record. So that indicates the types of estimates that we saw in this production report. The estimates for the other crops, people are interested in produced in Western Canada. Canadian canola production was placed at 17.96 million tons. Again, a record production by a long shot. The yields themselves for canola were a record, hitting the 40 bushel mark for the first time ever. And that's up about 4.7 bushels an acre from the previous record, again, set a couple of years ago. So really, really large production estimates for all the cereal crops. If you look at the Western Canadian production alone, the overall Canadian production, Western Canadian production, which is where most of the export grains are located, for the six major grains, over 67 million tons, which is significantly higher than any previous record of that production, which is something in the order of 58. So very, very large production numbers, and we would anticipate the market would view this negatively, given that most of the production estimates prior to the report were significantly lower than this. And that's the end of my commentary. I'd be willing to take any questions here.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Mike, do you have a question?
Yeah, I guess along those lines, Bruce, on market reaction, sure looks to be bearish. I mean, even before these numbers, we were dealing with what looked like an awful big crop. What do you anticipate here as far as wheat and maybe canola market reaction?
Well, I think again the markets probably will react negatively. It's hard to say that it's too terribly negative from a short-term perspective, just because everybody was expecting larger numbers. But when you delve into this, most of this increase in production that we're seeing in the StatsCan report here now have to flow to the carryout in terms of the bottom line. Most of our export capacity now will be taxed through not only this crop year, but into the beginning of the following crop year. So certainly that would put a more bearish tone on things, both for canola and for wheat. The spring wheat supplies, again, are going to be significantly higher than what we've had to deal with in the prairies here in the past, and certainly there will be a larger carryout than where we would normally have. We would anticipate that the all-wheat carryout in Canada at the end of our marketing year, which is the end of July, will be over 10 million tons.
Do you have a follow-up question, Mike?
How does that compare with, is that a record carryout, or how does that compare with more normal?
It would be a record carryout for wheat. A bit tricky because we have a larger supply right now as well, so it's sort of maybe overstates the carryout a little bit, but in terms of the number itself, yeah, that would be a significant record carryout. For people's reference, carryout between 5 and 7 million tons is fairly typical for wheat, so this is close to doubling our typical stocks that we would have.
Any other questions, Mike?
No, thanks, Bruce.
Okay. Ken, do you have a question?
I do. Bruce is looking at the winter wheat numbers, and I know there was some struggles in southwestern Manitoba as far as winter wheat, and it kind of shows that the production numbers, winter wheat was down across the prairie provinces this year from the looks of it.
Yeah, winter wheat production suffered from the dry fall that we had the previous year. So basically the crop, if it did get planted, didn't survive. That's the one area of the wheat market itself in Canada here that we didn't see record yields or production is on the winter wheat side. And that's because of those difficult conditions we had in the fall of 2012 that caused some of the wheat to winter kill, and even the wheat that did survive, a significant portion got tilled under and planted to spring wheat because really the stand just wasn't there. So that was one of the things, again, growing winter wheat in this part of the world is a little bit more difficult in terms of timing. Even this year with our later harvest, We still are looking at winter wheat area that's probably down a bit from down a bit from what our record was 2 years ago in terms of winter wheat area. So an increase from last year of about 5% is probably the best we can expect on winter wheat area for the upcoming year.
The other crop I was looking at was soybeans. They didn't show as much growth in 2013 as far as the production. So it slowed down a little bit, but in Manitoba, over a million acres of soybeans planted this year. Is that expected to continue?
At least on a demand side.
Yes, we would expect it to continue. It's one of those cases, again, the bulk of the soybeans growing in Canada up until this point in time have been in Ontario. And in Ontario, both for the corn and more so for the soybeans, the yields were not spectacular. The area was down, so the overall Canadian soybean numbers don't look that big. If you look at Western Canada itself, last year we produced about 770,000 tons of soybeans. This year, Statistics Canada is putting it 1.19 million tons, so almost 1.2 million tons. So we did see about a 400,000 ton, slightly over 400,000 ton increase year on year in production, and I would anticipate with the yields we received this year, the market factors will point to farmers planting more soybeans in the upcoming year, and at the expense of other crops.
Okay, well, thank you for your questions, and thank you to Bruce for providing today's commentary. Audio of this call will be available on our website later this morning. Additionally, MGX offers market commentary in both audio and text on the MGX website. Our next call will be on Tuesday, December 10th, with the USDA, WASDE, and crop production reports. Have a good day, everyone.